said.
They want to hear a victory poem. Do you have one? Hell yeah! Everybody give it up for Sandy Lyman! So I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I really, really appreciate it. Great show. And awesome, amazing, wonderful female poets. And this is the first like slam poem that I ever wrote after my first slam that I saw Susie at. And I went home and wrote this poem, and I haven't done it in a while, so I'm a little rusty, but here we go. The wind is blowing, and somewhere there are trees swaying to its rhythm, showing that things can change, that even nature allows itself some malleability. But not here. Here my cunt is lodged squarely between my two slightly too thick upper thighs as if to say to the world, hey, fuck you, I ain't going nowhere. No siree, she's not going nowhere in this male-centric culture. I'm so busy trying to swat the wasps that keep buzzing in my ear, I can't keep track of the nowhere she's going. Regardless, the sceneries all seem the same and the landscapes fade together soon enough. The only thing that does not change is this cavity between my pelvis and my heart. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our founding fathers for creating a society that would raise me in the school of thought that my cantankerous cave is inferior to the majestic male monument that is proudly erected in honor of Neanderthals everywhere whenever a cat in a short skirt walks by. Meow. Thank you for teaching me that instead of a pristine cavern, I have an unclean orifice in need of feminine hygiene, deodorizing sprays, and douche.
Douche.
Douche is the sound an angry toilet makes, not the sound a woman wants to hear when referring to something that is going to enter her vagina. Men don't have whoosh penis washer, smash ball scrub, so where do they get off inventing feminine douche? Up yours, my cunt. My cunt cunningly replies, and it's true that she ain't going nowhere, for she is cherished here, coddled between my wide childbearing hips. It is futile to go anywhere in order to invoke change, for she has already proven that change is possible, even in this rough, tough world of testosterone and turmoil, by starting at the most important somewhere, within.